This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear listeners. This is RIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For a Better Life. I am Beta, and today I have the honor to be the host of today's episode again at this program. Thank you for choosing us and listening to us. You can check our new episodes on page Call of Islam, and we are here again for you in order for all of us to have a better life, because we have a big soul that should be nourished. In this episode specifically, I'm going to talk about advice. And I think this is a really important concept, because according to the changes that we are facing because of the social medias, because of the modern world and so on, we are facing some challenges in giving advice to other people and being criticized by them. You know, there is this actually qualification for these social medias that you will follow someone that you like. And if someone is following you, it means that they do agree with whatever you are telling. So you may will get trapped in the hallucination of being accepted by the whole society. And this is a problem. So if you are really relying on the social media and stuff like that, it means that you are living in a hallucination of being accepted by the whole society, which is not like that. Unfortunately, I had the same hallucination. I was thinking, like, if I'm posting something and maybe, I don't know, 1,000 people are liking this post, liking this ideology of mine, it means that it's the minority of a bigger majority. But it's not like that. You are attracting the people that have the same beliefs, have the same ideology, have the same mindset with you. So you have to be aware that if someone is criticizing you in this modern world, you shouldn't just take it for granted and be like, okay, you may feel like you're superior to me that you're doing this. No, it's not like that. Not all of the criticism that we get in this modern world comes from the inferiority complex. So sometimes you have to think of yourself as an imperfect creature that should be changed. And this is all the concept of For a Better Life. We are here to change each other in a better way, in a better form, because we have the potential to be better. The Messenger of Allah said, religion is pure truth and sincerity. He was asked to, should this be addressed? He replied, to Allah, His Messenger, Muslim leaders, Imams, and to all Muslim communities. The Messenger of Allah, through his hadith, explains the importance of giving advice to others and shows us how a Muslim can be a good advisor in the cause of Allah and his Messenger. The meaning of giving good advice is to preserve the Islamic religion and convey its divine message to all people in order to guide them to the right path. So this concept of advice and giving advice to other people is a bit complicated by all the facts that I mentioned for you, but still, it is a responsibility, and you have to take it in order to have a better life here and hereafter. So I think we have to go for a short break, and we'll be here in no time. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is For a Better Life. As you know, in the last part of the episode, we were talking about the concept of advice, and it is a bit of complicated kind of issue these days, because it's not easy to give advice to other people these days. Why? Because of the hallucination that we were talking about. Another thing that I wanted to mention in this episode specifically was about the shuffer. Rule or a chauffeur phenomenon. In French language, chauffeur means driver. It's all about a story which I'm gonna narrate you. It is the story of one of the physicists that had a lecture after he won the Nobel Prize. And he sat at the driver's car, and he came up with this idea that maybe I can tell this driver to go there and give this lecture instead of me. And he went there, he gave the lecture, and one of the persons who was present there asked a question. The driver didn't know the answer, but he was like, "Oh, come on, what is it with this question that you're asking me? It's so basic that I see it as a shame to answer here. See, this is a game. Sometimes you are just cheating yourself. You are just telling lies to yourself about the amount of your knowledge you have. And you are living in a hallucination of being knowledgeable. Because other people are giving this vibe and this actually aura to you that you know something, you're good at something, or whatever. You feel like you don't need anyone to show you the right way and the right path of everything. And unfortunately, this is one of the things, one of the traps of modern world that we have to be aware of. So surely the Muslim who maintains and guards the book of Allah against distortions and forgery is a good advisor for Allah, the Almighty. The Muslim who protects the Prophet's traditions against innovations and, as I told you, against the distortion, is also a good advisor for the Holy Prophet. It is obligatory for Muslims to be characterized by good Islamic morals, including giving sound advice to the others for the sake of Allah and His Messenger. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad emphasizes to Muslims that our religion is giving advice to others. He himself came to guide people towards what is right and forbid them from what is wrong. In fact, all prophets, peace be upon them, came with their a scripture to advise and guide people towards righteousness and goodness in this world and hereafter. This is the real meaning of giving advice for Muslims and their leaders, Imams. The leaders of religion are those scholars or ulama of the Muslims and their rulers who govern the people according to Islamic laws, Sharia. Therefore, every Muslim should advise leaders if they make mistakes, do not rule with justice, or if they misinterpret some Islamic obligations. So don't forget that this is your responsibility to give advice to these people. Giving advice to other Muslims has two aspects, which I'm going to keep these aspects here, and we're going to go for a short break, and we'll be here in no time, dear listeners.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Your love is all I need.
Talking about advice and stuff, by no means this is Arab English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life. I wanted to talk about the two aspects of giving advice to other Muslims. The first one is guiding Muslim rulers to govern with truth, justice, and equality, and not to progress the people, not to refuse to correct their actions, or to supply services to society such as building universities, schools, hospitals, industries, mosques, and etc. And the second aspect is if those rulers are not familiar with Islamic laws or disagree with them or do not rule according to Islamic laws, Muslims should explain to them the right way of Islamic laws. They should guide the leaders towards righteousness and should not fear any unjust authority. So they should guide the leaders towards the righteousness and goodness and shouldn't fear any unjust authority. And this is one of the biggest responsibility every Muslim have in the society. thank you for listening to me. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.